This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2011. I'm with Joe Halley, who is chairman of Patient Airlift Services. And Joe, this is a volunteer pilot organization for providing medical assistance flights. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks for having me. What Patient Airlift Services does is we provide free flights to patients and their families from their homes or nearby airports near their homes to distant hospitals. So, for instance, someone who might have a cancer or some type of illness, which a specialist might be, let's say, 4 or 5 hour drive, will come to their nearest airport, take them there for free for as long as they need.
Now, I asked you earlier, how is this different from Angel Flight? And you made the very good observation that Angel Flight is more of a multi-purpose, a kind of a humanitarian that happens to use pilots, but this is pilots doing the same thing, correct?
Yes, we kind of look at it from sort of the other edge of the coin, in that we're a pilot organization first and foremost that's helping people, whereas maybe the other organizations are organizations that are helping people using pilots. So a little bit of different focus, trying to be more of a fraternal and organization, where we're really trying to make the experience of the pilot not only to help the patient, which of course is important, but to also network with other pilots, get other you know, satisfaction or other value out of being in the organization.
How many participants do you have, and what kind of aircraft are involved?
Well, we just started about 10 months ago. We have about 140 pilots. We're growing at a rate of about 10 to 12 pilots per month. And we use aircraft from 172, four-seat piston engines, engine aircraft, up to turboprops and an occasional jet. We have the vast majority are in the Bonanza 182 Cirrus category, but we also have about eight Pilatus pilots and about three or four King Airs, and we think we've just gotten someone who may have a citation.
And what's the typical mission as far as stage length is concerned?
Well, it depends on the aircraft. We are a little bit different also in that we will do the long flights if it's economically feasible. We do have relationships with Southwest Airlines and Alaska Airlines and others who can do the really long ones. But the typical mission for someone with a 182 would be about 150 to 200 miles, something like an hour to an hour and a half flight one way so that they can get home and maybe, you know, log about three and a half hours. And then, of course, with the more complex and more sophisticated aircraft, we're doing 500-600 mile legs with those.
And what kind of flight volume are you running?
We, as I mentioned, we just started 10 months ago. We're currently doing about two missions a day. So we're at a pace to do about 500-600 flights this year.
And how can pilots who want to participate get a hold of you?
You can get in touch with us on our website, which is www.palservices.org. And we also have a phone number, which is 888-818-1231. And I should also just add, just from a standpoint of why we're different, is I am the chairman of the organization. I am unpaid. All our board is unpaid. So I think we do differentiate ourselves a little bit in that respect, in that everybody who's involved in our organization running it has no monetary interest in the organization at all. We are strictly in it to help people. An organization of trying to say yes to those who call in rather than restrict them.
Well, thanks for speaking with us,
Well,
Joe.
Thank you very much for your time, Paul.
We've been speaking with Joe Halley of Patient Airlift Services. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2011 from Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.